Windsor is known for being a town full of royalty, but it's the city's musical royalty that we'll be discovering today. First, let's introduce you to the Rikki Tikk, a club night that began in 1962 at the Star and Garter Hotel on Peascod Street. This is a club that started off strong. No more than a week after it opened, it was visited by the kings of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones. Their first ever gig with bassist Bill Wyman was here in Windsor, and they enjoyed themselves so much that they came back a reported 40 times in 18 months. Over the years, the Rikki Tikk nights became a hotbed for nurturing talent that frequently made the leap to international stardom. Soon the club nights became so popular that the organisers took to running them in as many as 27 other towns across the country, including nearby Reading and Slough, which can both be reached by train from Windsor. But one club night wasn't enough to satisfy the appetite of local gig-goers, and so the National Jazz and Blues Festival was brought to Balloon Meadows by Windsor Racecourse, which is just a 27-minute walk from Windsor and Eaton Central train station. In 1966, the festival's first year in Windsor, a supergroup called Cream, featuring the already famous Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, made their official debut. Later, the band went on to sell 15 million records worldwide. The following year, there was another notable debut as Fleetwood Mac performed for the first time ever. They would go on to sell an incredible 120 million records over the course of their long and tumultuous career. The National Jazz and Blues Festival continued to grow in popularity, and eventually, in 1971, it moved venues for a final time, becoming the huge annual music extravaganza, now known as Reading Festival. Enjoyed by around 90,000 revellers each year, it's seen headline acts from incredible talents such as Nirvana, Eminem, Sam Fender, and Billie Eilish. But even musical royalty has to start somewhere, and one venue that has played host to a number of bands on their way up is the Old Trout. Although sadly no longer open, the venue was a small room at the back of a pub, just by the river and just a short walk from Windsor and Eaton Central. Over the years, it saw the likes of Blur, Elastica, Supergrass and The Verve grace its stage before they hit the big time. Another band that played the Old Trout before they became certified superstars was Oasis, playing there just 3 months before the release of their debut album Definitely Maybe in August 1994. Nearly 30 years later, the contract for the gig was sold at auction for £4,000. In a world of musical diva demands, the band's rider was actually quite modest and included a request for sober-speaking staff to help the roadies, 24 cans of quality lager, bottled water, and a good quality two-course hot meal. Which just goes to show that even in Royal Windsor, the High Kings of rock and roll had to start somewhere.